Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's a skincare night, trying to figure out a routine that's right. Won't you cream up my neck cream with something new? I don't know who you are, but I'm a Natch-Butte. I'm Natch-Butte.
I don't know if my guest is an Avril fan. Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah. Welcome to Natch-Butte, everybody. Welcome to Natch-Butte, the beauty comedy podcast where we laugh, we cry, and we cream, honey. Yes, welcome. I am your host and your guide, Jackie J, otherwise known as the Beauty Talk Shock Jack, your queen of creams, the host of the most serious and freshest fringe on the West Coast, your favorite over 30 niche influencer, your kooky southern aunt. Welcome to Natch-Butte. I just realized that I sing my own intro song. I sing my own parody song at the top. I sing all of the interstitial songs, which my guests will hear. Does that make me a narcissist or does that make me a hustler? I don't know. I'll let you decide. Welcome to Natch-Butte. I'm so pleased about my guest. This is the person I've been trying to get in here for a damn while, if I'm being honest. I didn't want to bother her. We have so much to discuss. My guest today, I don't want to make her uncomfortable, but she's a beaut, like a total absolute beaut. Like one of the most beautiful beauts that I've ever beauted, truly. We met at a party. We've been Instagram friends for years. Performer, singer, writer, and a designer, honey. Yes, her line, Crystal Sparkles, wonder where she got the name, is to die for. Everything is so cute. Y'all are going to love it if you don't know about it already. And it matches her aesthetic, which we are going to talk about because I feel a lot of people in this world want to know how to get a vibe for themselves. How do you get an aesthetic that when people see it, they know it's you? That's something that she has pulled off, and not many people have. So we're going to talk about that. She's a dog mom, an all-around bright sunshine human being. Her name says it all. Please welcome to Natch-Butte, Crystal Sparkles.
Jackie! Oh! Making me blush!
I know. I didn't want to make you uncomfortable, but the facts are the facts.
Oh my God, keep the compliments coming, honey.
Honey, she's hot. It is what it is.
Oh my God, keep it going.
You hate it, right? Crystal, welcome to Natch-Butte.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much for having me. We've been trying to do this for a very long time.
You know, the show goes constantly, so I always tell people, no, it's okay. You'll be here when you're meant to be here.
Yes.
And you're meant to be here today, right now.
Right here at this very moment. And I have to say that parody song, that Avril Lavigne album still slaps so hard. I think I saw you post that TikTok and I was like, oh my gosh, that user. There has to be the actual Avril Lavigne musical.
Oh yeah.
It has to happen.
I would go in the front row.
Yeah.
That CD, you're younger than me. I was, I think, 15 or 16 when it came out.
I was 12.
So yeah, it was quite formative.
Yes.
It was quite formative. And even her second one was even better.
Oh,
we loved
great.
It too. Yeah. We love an Avril around here. Crystal, welcome to Natch-Butte. I'm going to start with my warm-up questions. Everybody gets the same warm-up questions.
Bring it.
Okay. Yes, honey.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. The first one is, what type of skin do you have?
Ooh, I feel like I have combination skin. So depending on the season, especially in the fall and winter, it can err on the dry side. Mm-hmm. And then towards the summer, especially, my T-zone gets a little oily. Mm-hmm. So I definitely use a lot of serums. I use a lot of moisturizers, lots of lip balm,
You're
lip masks.
You're speaking my language.
I did all my prep this morning. I looked looked at all of my products and wrote them all down for you. All of my products that I use are always cruelty-free. That is always something that I stand by. That is so important to me in all of the products that I use.
Well, then you're perfect for Natribute.
Perf.
Oh, I can't wait to get to that. Okay. My second warm-up question, Krissa.
Yes.
Take me back.
Okay.
Perhaps this was around the Avril album. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
What was the first beauty product that you ever bought or used?
Ooh, okay. I have quite a few things. Okay. So my mom had this stack of mineral eyeshadows in these pearlescent metallic pastel colors.
Were they in the little like stacky?
Yes.
Okay.
Circular
stacks. Yes, the little stackers.
And so my mom never used them. I've never seen her use
it. Did she get them at the mall at one of those kiosks?
Maybe she got it at the mall. Yeah. Maybe like she bought it from a friend who was selling it.
Okay.
I have no idea. Yeah. But it would be underneath her sink. I think I was about probably 10 years old. And I know this because over the summer, I had a solid TV schedule, and I would mostly watch Law & Order, Special Victims Unit.
Perfect for
all
a child.
Day. I've been watching it since I was 8 years old,
It
came out.
Okay.
And these mineral shadows, my mom wouldn't be home, and I would sneak in underneath the sink, and I would grab the stack, and I would take a Q-tip, and I would wet it lightly. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know what I was doing.
Yeah.
And then there was like this gorgeous like metallic jade green, turquoise blue, a metallic baby pink, and then a metallic lilac and a metallic silver. And I always gravitated towards the pink, the purple, and the green.
That tracks.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Considering what I'm wearing right now, I've never shared this with anyone before. Wow.
Wow, we're only 6 minutes in. We're already
so
getting
much.
Into it.
Yeah. And so I would take it and I would apply it to my eyes. And I feel like my life had changed. I just loved color so much. But then I think my mom caught me because there was powder all over the place.
Yeah, those things were not easy to clean up.
No, they were not.
That was
and
one
they
thing.
Smeared.
If you got
oh,
the
gosh.
Tiniest little bit and then you tried to wipe it,
yeah,
the wipe
it just
would get
streaks.
Everywhere. Yes.
Streaks. Yeah.
Hard to be incognito with the mineral shadows.
I couldn't get away with it, but it was my favorite thing to play with. And then as a teenager, I got the Wet n Wild liners.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I had the metallic, like, emerald green.
Yes.
I used that.
Yes.
And then Hot Topic came out with their very first makeup line. And so I got their, I think it was like an eyeliner pencils in pink, turquoise and green, and I would do like eyeliner.
Okay.
Yeah, but I am a huge follower of Shrinkle, Amy, who owns Sugar Pill Cosmetics. So we're like BFFs now, which a 14-year-old
you
me
manifested.
Would be losing it.
Yes.
But I used to buy all her makeup from eBay, like before she even had her Etsy shop, before her makeup company started. She was a clothing designer. So I bought like all the stage clown makeup she would sell, and I bought it all, and I saved all my pennies and wore like the Kryolan like water-based makeup as crazy winged eyeshadow, and I would wear it to school all crazy.
So you've always been kind of bold with your attitude and your look.
Almost.
Yeah.
It wasn't until high school where I joined the improv team.
Okay.
Reppin' comedy sports,
that's right,
y'all.
Honey. Are you from California?
I'm from California, born and raised in LA.
Okay, honey.
Mm-hmm.
What area?
I was born in the Glendale area.
Okay.
I know. Yes,
okay, System of a Down.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, System of a Down. That's so very relevant.
Those are your buddies, those Glendale brethren.
So I grew up in that area and in the valley for most of my life.
Wow, girl.
I know, towards Santa Clarita and Sunland Tujunga.
Oh, yeah. I looked at houses out there.
Oh, yeah,
while.
You did. That's right. Yeah. You did tell me. Yeah.
Lots of horses.
Lots of horses. Mm-hmm. Lots of little ranches out there. Lots of fun little biker bars.
Mm. Oh, good to know.
Oh, yeah. There's a ton.
I asked you about the first beauty product you ever bought, and you gave me the perfect answer.
Yeah. There you go.
This question I add because it really helps, number one, disarm the guest.
Mm-hmm.
Because it takes you back to a hopefully fond memory of your youth. But also, it just helps all of the audience get to know you and what genre and age and like where your vibe came from. And that was the perfect answer.
Oh, yeah.
And no one's ever said the mineral stackable eyeshadows. I had them. Your mom had them. We all had them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. We were talking about if I was always bold. I was I was a really shy girl growing up.
Yeah.
So it wasn't until I joined drama improv and did musical theater that I like broke out of my shell, and I would raid every single thrift store and I would find any like 80s blazer that I could find and wear it with like crazy pattern tights. And that's when I really started to express myself. Like I would just show up in 6-inch Demonia like rabbit fur platform boots with like cotton candy like wig and a black and white mod dress because I felt like it. And I didn't care that kids would just harass me as I walked down the hall because I was like, I'm hot shit.
That's right.
Whatever. You're just jealous.
That's right.
Because I can wear whatever I want.
You can wear your Hollister all you want, honey. I'm making a statement. Yes.
We love me some vintage, you know?
We do. It's interesting. When we were... So I've now realized that fashion is on a 20-year cycle.
Yes.
So when I was in high school, we all got really into the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was the 2000s.
Yeah.
And I remember I was born in the 80s and being like fascinated by the 80s because it was a time where I was around technically, but I wasn't cognitive. I wasn't a human like participating in culture. So that's interesting that you got really into 80s because I get it. So did I. Okay. We have to move on to the next.
All right. Let's go.
This is the one I give everybody a bonus one.
Ooh, a
so
bonus
not everybody gets
one.
The same. And
okay.
For you, I chose... What is your favorite Disney movie?
Oh, my favorite Disney movie. Why would you do this to me?
I know. I figured you'd have a great answer. I don't know.
Gosh, that's really hard. Like a Disney classic that I will... Oh, I'm a huge Disney nerd. Like I love Disneyland.
Yeah.
I've gone to Tokyo so much for Tokyo Disney and Disney Sea.
I've been myself.
Oh,
only
incredible.
Once, but it was so great. Yeah.
I eat all the food. It's mm-hmm. so good. I think the fondest memory that I have in terms of a Disney film was definitely Aladdin.
Okay.
For
mm-hmm.
sure.
Fair.
Just being like a musical kid,
mm-hmm.
which even though I discovered later in my life, I feel like, you know, the influence of like Lea Salonga, our Pinay Disney princess,
right.
because your girl is a first generation Filipina American.
Yes.
It was a very big deal in our household. And because Filipinos love to karaoke,
mm-hmm.
A Whole New World was always
yes.
on the list that
yes.
I was forced to sing with my father. But also, friends, do not sing the Spice Girls song to become one with your father at the age of 12 years old because you will realize what that song is really about. And I see my dad at the corner of my eyes like, I need some love like I never needed love before. And I'm just mortified.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God,
but
we are singing about sex.
But he did sing it voluntarily with you. That seems
yes.
nice that he would want to sing Spice Girls.
Oh, my dad is super into it. Like,
yeah.
we have a lot of the same taste in music. He was helping me build my pink vanity desk at my new loft.
Aww.
And he's so sweet. All my pink furniture he's been helping me build. And Doja Cat's Juicy came on and he's like, I love Doja Cat. I love her. And he said, you know, your mom asked me the other day, why do you listen to these songs with really aggressive lyrics? And my dad responds, I just like sexually explicit songs.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's very sex positive of him.
He's a very thoughty girl at heart.
Yeah, yeah. I love that. I need to karaoke with your dad.
Yes.
That needs to happen. I'm going to try to look into making that happen.
Yes. I think we need to make this happen. He needs his whole, like, he needs, like, his own karaoke series.
Do you
He'll
think
sing anything.
He would do Avril with me?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Complicated and Skater
okay,
Boy.
Done.
Because
done.
I listened to it when that album came out.
So
and
he still remembers it, you think?
Yeah.
Okay.
He totally remembers it.
I'm making this happen.
Yeah. We're going to make this happen.
Okay. It's happening. I'm going to Glendale. there's got to be a karaoke bar somewhere.
Done.
Okay. My last warm-up question, Krista.
Right.
This is Natribute. We celebrate natural beauty here. What is the most beautiful thing about you?
The most beautiful thing about me is my personality and my outlook. In life, I wouldn't trade it for anything else. I'm so grateful to have the outlook that I have, to be who I am, this weird 12-year-old boy sense of humor that I have, but also my ability to see the best in others and cut through the bullshit and also set boundaries and just, I love my style. I just love how I live my life.
Oh, for a 10, that was such a thoughtful answer. Because you literally could have been like, well, I'm gorgeous, so everything about me. And that the fact that you went internal, you're even more beautiful on the inside.
Oh my goodness.
What a queen. What a mineral eyeshadow. A whole new world Filipino queen that yes. we have at this table right now.
In this beautiful pink room. I'm obsessed. I need to live here.
I'm a pink girl too.
This is why we get along.
Yes, and we send each other DMs about pink items and pink things. Because I don't want the color pink to be my whole personality, but it really is an important integral part of it. And yeah. And when people make fun of girls that love pink or people who love a color, I'm like, you know what? Quit yucking our yum.
They be jealous.
You're so jealous Mm-mm. that a color doesn't resonate deeply within you.
Yeah.
And I honestly feel like you need to get a hobby, sweetie.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yes.
Keep
absolutely.
Walking.
Here's the thing. Like, I think when we met, I had pink hair. Like, yes. I had pastel pink hair.
Can I tell you something insane? And yes. I don't want you to think I'm a stalker.
Oh my, please be a stalker.
Before I got married the first time, I think I was on Offbeat Bride, and I don't even know if I have the picture saved. There was a photo that I had screen grabbed.
Ah!
I didn't even know that was you.
Yes.
Can you believe that? I've had this screen grabbed in my phone for like 7 years, and I didn't realize it was you recently that this is you.
Yeah, my friend Kate, Miss Rockabilly Ruby, mm-hmm. she is the queen of vintage hairstyles, and we did that for a bridal show.
Yes.
And you're going to love this story. I went to a party at Christina Aguilera's house right after that photo was taken.
Oh,
for the launch party of Masterclass.
Okay.
I was at Christina Aguilera's house.
Oh my.
She was the very first guest for Masterclass when it
you
first launched.
You know why? Her husband started it.
Yeah.
Yes, honey.
Yep.
We love an entrepreneurial husband.
Yep. And it was 3 checkpoints deep to get to her house.
Of course.
It was so fun. And I was like, what a perfect opportunity to get my hair and makeup done at a yes. bridal show.
Yes.
And
show up at Christina Aguilera's house looking fly. Oh,
wow. Yeah. Incredible. I thought you would appreciate that story. That's hilarious.
I didn't even know that I knew you. I just had that screen grab because I was like, I love the style. I love the color. I love yes. the woman in the picture. I was like, this is just my vibe. So I just screen grabbed it, and it's been in my favorites folder on my phone.
And oh, my God.
It
I
wasn't
love
until,
this.
I don't know, a year ago, I was randomly like, I look at those photos in my favorite folder when I'm like, just need a little pick me up. And I was like, that's Krissa. What the hell?
I think we met at Bonnie's party years ago because my friend John was always DJs her parties.
Yeah.
And yeah,
the
I
Bonnie
met you
parties.
In yeah.
Yeah. The Bonnie parties are where it's at.
Yeah. So fun.
I meet so many hot, fun people every time I go to Bonnie's. You know, her 4th of July party that she has every year, I'm probably not going to be able to go to because I'm going to be like fresh given birth.
We can
we'll
make
see.
Some time.
No, listen, if I can go, I'm going. If I have to wear my friggin' mesh underwear to hold, you know, you leak for like a month after you
I'm
give
sure.
birth. I didn't know.
I'm sure you will.
So much you learn about. I'll wear my damn mesh underwears there, and I'll bring that fucking 1 month old baby.
I'm going to come over and rhinestone the shit out of it.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
And everyone will just think it's a mood. They won't even know that I'm leaking.
No.
Okay.
It's a whole vibe. It's a choice.
It's a choice.
Fashionable choice.
Yes. You might have to start making some diapers for me. We'll get to your fashion. Okay, Krissa. How would you describe your aesthetic? Because as I was discussing in the intro, you have a vibe. Like,
ooh, a vibe.
You click on your Instagram, you see the colors, you see the cute stuff, the glitter, the sparkle. How would you describe it? If you were on Project Runway and they were like, tell us your design, what would you say?
That's a really tough question. It's gone through quite an evolution. So I'd say right now, cute,
mm-hmm.
sexy.
Okay.
Feminine.
Yes.
And so fucking bold.
Yes.
Like I'm going, ever since I separated from my marriage of 6 years, relationship of 10 years, I've really embraced my femininity and my sexuality.
Yes.
And I've truly unleashed the hot girl
yes.
that I've been wanting to showcase for so long. And she has evolved,
yes.
my friends. I was like kawaii, Harajuku girl, like Japanese style for the longest time. And I'm just out here wearing bondage harnesses, mm-hmm. short ass skirts.
But the bondage harnesses
dresses.
Are pink and glittery and like,
they are
yes,
pink.
Honey.
They are pastel.
Yes, we love a pastel.
Oh, we love pastel.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's been the evolution in terms of what my style is now. I like to play with the fine line between being cute, being girly, but really sexy
yes.
at the same time. That's
yes.
what I'm trying to find. And that's something that I find, that's why I started my clothing line in the first place, because it's hard to find like cute party wear, cute club wear,
mm-hmm.
really sexy, like raunchy pieces in very fun colors. And I'm not talking like neon green, neon orange,
right.
neon yellows. That works for a lot of people, but that doesn't work for me. So I couldn't find what I wanted, so I just decided to make it.
It's incredible. I relate a lot to what you said. I went through a divorce as well, and I left an 8-year relationship.
Ooh!
And I did the same thing. I used to be a never nude, and then I went to the Korean spa, and I showed everybody my pussy and my titties and my ass, and I was like, this is the other side. Welcome
to
the other
side. Did you go to
Wii
Spa?
I did go to Wii Spa.
Love Wii Spa.
I know, it's probably closed, right?
No, they're still open,
oh, they're back?
I think, wait, did they close?
Well, I'm just assuming pandemic-wise, it's probably not a good idea to be sitting in a mugwort bath with a bunch of friggin' ladies, you
oh
know?
My gosh, but like being scrubbed down by scantily clad Korean grandmas.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
On their black lingerie,
yep.
just scrubbing you down.
No, I did that. I did the whole experience.
Good for you.
I dove right in, and it was great.
Love it.
And I walk around naked all the time now.
Yes.
You know, and Ben's like, I thought you were a never nude. I'm like, not anymore, honey.
Not
she
anymore.
Can't come to the phone.
Mm-mm.
I really rediscovered myself.
Yes.
Best sex of my life.
Yes.
I mean, you know, you just evolve.
Yeah.
And we're here for the journey.
Ugh.
We're here for the journey.
I love my life now. I can't imagine my life being any other way. I feel like I'm living my Sex and the City fantasy.
That's
with
right.
me and my dog, Fufu, living in downtown Los Angeles, meeting a bunch of guys, being a creative, having my own business, bitch.
That's right, honey. Flourishing.
She is successful.
She is successful.
She is thriving. I'm happy. So happy.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Oh, yeah.
My next question is about your... I saw one of your Instagrams that said, choosing yourself and your happiness.
Mm-hmm.
What were some of the changes you made to do this? Or what are some of the ways that you're doing this that maybe were different from before?
Ooh, I always had to take into consideration my partner.
Yeah.
My family of
yeah.
having 4 pets, 2 dogs, 2 cats, being with my partner.
My goodness.
And I've just lost the sense of myself.
Yeah.
And for years, I'm a very independent person. My ex and I, we had very different schedules. Me being freelance and also having my own business, I can create my own schedule. He worked a corporate job more in like the digital streaming space. And so as fun as it was, we necessarily couldn't spend a lot of time together. And from working a corporate job, you get really tired and don't have mental,
mm-hmm.
emotional, physical energy for anything much at the end of the day, right? And so I had to work on my own happiness over the years. And I think that was really leading me to being able to choose myself at the end of the day. And seeing a lot of my girlfriends had gone through a divorce and
yeah.
breakups from decades-long relationships, some having a kid, some having businesses tied with their partners.
Mm-hmm.
And just seeing how happy they are and how excited I am for them, and to envision what that future could have been like for me was it was equally exciting but incredibly heartbreaking at the same mm-hmm. time, realizing that I have to let go of a big part of myself in order to make this happen. And I think in choosing myself, how I do it differently now than I did before was really listening to my intuition, really listening to her. What does yes. what is my inner child? What does little
so
Krissa
many of us
want?
Tune it out.
Yes.
For all kinds
and
of
I
reasons.
And I tuned it out for years.
I was gaslit. Mine was just gaslit out yes. of me for many years. Mm-hmm. And now it's so loud. And I listen to her so yes. loudly and intently now.
Yes. She's always looking out for you and knows what's best for
That's
you.
Right.
And it was so interesting. I had a session with my spiritual life coach / therapist, and I've been talking to her for almost 9 years now.
Wow.
I talked to her because a really good friend of mine, Jamie, shout out to Jamie. She's another boss woman.
Hi, Jamie.
She owns Japan LA. So if you love Hello Kitty,
yes.
Tokidoki, Rilakkuma, she is the head boss woman and responsible for bringing all of those cute characters to Los Angeles.
Hell yes.
And she's the reason why I started talking to her. And it wasn't until I started my business 7 years ago, right before I got married.
Yeah.
I was like, how am I going to capitalize on this following on Instagram from having this cute Japanese influence, like Harajuku kind of style? I'm going to do a clothing line because why am I going to travel to Japan all the time? I can't afford that. So I'm going to design it the way that I would mm-hmm. want to see it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think being able to see her be so happy and understanding, like, I can choose myself in doing all this work mm-hmm. and realizing with the help of my therapist, my spiritual life coach, that she helped me. She really taught me how to fill my own love tank.
Oh, yes.
And how to satisfy myself, how to validate myself without looking to my partner, and also realizing my needs haven't been met in a very long mm-hmm. time. And I pushed that off to the side.
Yes.
And realizing now this is incredibly important to me. I cannot sustain myself anymore in this relationship the longer I keep pushing my needs aside.
I feel like I'm talking to me 3 years ago.
Yeah, it's wild.
Yes, so mm-hmm. many of us are on the same journey, or they don't ever get there. And so that's why I'm so happy you're sharing this, because I know there's honeys, my listeners listening right now going, oh, I feel that. Oh, I feel that.
Yeah, it's rough.
If your needs aren't being met, sweetie, you got to get out. You got to get out. You got to make some damn changes. It ain't going to be easy, but it's going to be fabulous.
It's not going to be easy. I think for the longest time, my business wasn't at a place where I could even financially sustain myself.
Yeah.
So I think that's what was also holding me back for
right.
a long time. And I worked my ass off to get it to where that's like my primary like source of income, which
yeah.
I'm so grateful for.
Mm-hmm.
Like all of my sparklets, they are so supportive in my journey and becoming who I am and always supporting me in my business and buying all my clothes and sharing it, wearing it, looking super cute, so grateful for them. And I think it's also just having a really strong support system where I had really powerful, successful women by
mm-hmm.
my side who assured me that choosing myself was the best thing that I could have done. And the friends that I have now, I'm so grateful for, because I was in this relationship throughout my entire 20s,
yes,
Jackie.
I know, that's wild.
21 to 31.
Oof, I was 25 to 34.
Ugh. Gosh.
I know.
It's
such a formative time.
Yes. But I wouldn't trade it for anything else.
Right.
People tell me, you're reliving your 20s now. And I was like, I would never want to relive my 20s. I didn't have a successful business then.
Right.
I didn't have a strong sense of myself at the time. Dating would have been a nightmare.
Yes.
I'm having so much fun dating now because I see it as an opportunity to learn about myself, to learn about other people, saying yes to experiences I've never had before, getting a lot of good dick as well.
Yes.
Just saying, she's out here
yes, honey.
Making dick appointments.
That's right.
Like she's the most efficient bitch at the DMV.
She's got the Google Cal full, honey.
So it's been fun. I don't think I could have ever had this much of a positive experience in my 20s. And now I live on my own in this beautiful live work loft. And I get to build sets in there, have whatever furniture I want. And even decorating, I'm learning what it's like to discover what it is that I personally like.
What a concept, right?
A trip.
Yeah.
It's been 3 months and I just started painting little bitty murals around And normally, like, all right, we're moving into a place together. We know what we're going to paint. We know what furniture we're going to get. But what does Krissa want?
Right. What does Krissa want?
What does she Krissa want?
What does she need? Christina, coming back, honey. Christina's coming back. Okay, we have to play a quick game,
Let's
and then we're going to move on with more questions for you. We're going to play the grab bag of fun.
Ooh, grab bag of
the
fun.
The grab bag of fun. Here's the song.
Time to get excited for the grab bag of fun. Yeah, what's going to be inside it?
I don't know. What is going to be inside it, Krissa? It's sitting right next to you. But don't peek. Here's how we play grab bag of fun.
Okay.
First of all, it's a beautiful bag. Another woman-owned brand. This is a El Cholo's Kid. These bags are made from recycled plastic from Mexico. Isn't it fab? And they come in all the colors. Use code NATCH. Get you an El Cholo's bag.
Oh, I'm going to do that right after this is over.
Okay, here's how we play grab bag of fun, Krissa. You're going to stick your hand in that bag, and whatever you grab, you get to keep. It's full of beauty. It's full of products. It's full of all kinds of crazy shit. I put something in there specifically for you, but you don't know if you're going to grab that or not. That's the fun of the grab bag of fun.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
This is so exciting.
So stick that hand in. Let's see what you get.
I love sticking my hand in unknown places.
Honey.
Jackie.
What is it going to be?
What is it?
And I will say, if it's something really shitty that you don't like, I will let you trade. You know what I mean?
I am in for the ride. I am here to say yes.
What is it going
to
be?
To anything that the universe picks out.
Okay,
for
we
me,
love
you
know that. We love that attitude.
Whatever she's looking out for me. Whatever I
Krissa's
choose.
Krissa's being really. She's completely
I'm
turned
like,
away. She's taking this extremely seriously, which I respect.
I think I dropped my ring in there all the time. Okay, good. She's back
okay,
on.
Good.
She's back
I'll
on.
Let you find it. I okay. wouldn't let you sacrifice your
ring. All right.
Ring.
So I'm. Okay, there's a box.
Okay.
I'm picking out this box.
Okay, I don't know what it is.
Okay.
I don't know what
okay.
it is.
Okay, it's getting stuck.
Did you lose another ring?
No, we're good.
I think that's a great choice.
Sweet Chef Bright and Bouncy Routine Essentials. Okay.
Do you love K-Beauty?
Yes.
Because this is K-Beauty, and it's clean, and it's fabulous.
Okay, hold on. Okay, listeners, look.
I love this brand.
Oat Milk Latte Cleanser.
Who doesn't love that?
Ginger and Vitamin C Bright Spot Tonic.
Okay.
Okay. Ooh, there's also a ginger and vitamin C serum shot.
Yes.
Ooh, this sounds so juicy. Vitamin C booster eye cream. Oh, we love vitamin C for the skin.
We sure do.
Superfood and vitamins moisture boost. Oh my gosh.
This is perfect for when you're out on dick appointments and you need to refresh.
I have a hoe bag.
There you go. That's perfect for
this
your hoe
perfect.
Bag.
This is perfect. You guys, when I first put together my hoe bag, I went to Sephora, got my Tatcha Essentials.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Got the sampler, like the Super Goop sampler.
She's a hoe, but she's bougie.
She is
Honey,
bougie.
She's a bougie hoe.
She's got toothpaste. She's got toothpicks. She's got a toothbrush. Nothing is worse when you're making that dick appointment and you're finishing off without brushing your teeth at
That's
night.
That's right. Oh, yeah, you can't.
Oh,
I can't roll like that. We're in our 30s.
And no moisturizer?
We're not monsters.
Excuse me? We have to take care of this face.
Yes.
Wow. So I'm really excited about
this. Once again, the Grab Bag of Fun provides...
Always.
I've been waiting for somebody to grab that because this brand is so fun and incredible. It's a clean K-Beauty brand and you can get their shit at Target.
That's incredible.
I know. Great prices and I'm obsessed. Obsessed. So can't wait to hear what you think.
You know, Bright and Bouncy.
Yes. That's your vibe.
That's my vibe.
Yes.
We really manifested this.
It isn't what I put in there for you, but this is better. This is better.
I'm so curious.
Some makeup, but you probably don't even need makeup. You probably have enough.
I got rid of a lot.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. The Grab Bag of Fun provides.
I love skincare, so thank you so much.
The Grab Bag of Fun provides. Now, I think I want to keep the fun rolling, and I want you to get your uke out. So Krissa shows up at my door with a damn pink ukulele case.
It's a case. People mistake it as a violin all the time.
Oh, yeah. I could see that.
She's not a violinist.
But what
honey.
Did I say? I said uke. I knew.
Oh, you knew.
I knew because I do alt comedy. I know the damn uke, okay? Shout out to Kay Micucci. Do you know Garfunkel and Oates?
Yes, I love them.
Yeah, they're great. So we love a uke. We love a lady playing a uke. I said to Chris, Chris has been Instagramming a lot about Slut Girl Spring.
Slut Girl Spring, baby.
We hear about Hot Girl Summer, but we haven't heard anything about Slut Girl Spring. Is this something that you have created?
Yes. Okay. I mean, I was also at Coachella a couple weeks ago, and Megan Thee Stallion brought me back from the dead. I mean, she's truly like who coined Hot Girl Summer. Oh, she is it.
I am in awe of her for pretty much every reason.
She's
incredible.
Love
her body. I love her face. I love her message, her talent. Oh. She's just, she resurrected a lot of my femininity and sexuality. 100%.
Yes.
Because that's all she preaches. It's just, you're fucking bomb. Your pussy's bomb. You're the best. You're sexy.
Yeah.
I'm like, yes, I needed that today.
She roasts like every dick that she fucks.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's incredible.
She's the best.
Iconic.
And she's a Houston girl. We love a Texas
iconic
queen.
Iconic behavior.
Yes.
But I developed Slut Girl Spring because I've been hoeing out, my friends.
Yeah, yeah.
Hoeing out, living my best life.
Yes.
And so I've always wanted to do stand-up comedy, and I tried a couple years ago. I took classes. I took a lot of creative writing classes because I've never done any formal creative writing before. And I was so scared of it then because I just wasn't standing in my truth.
Right.
And
you can't do stand-up without your stand truth.
This is facts.
Yeah, yeah.
This is facts.
Instead, it would be called sit down.
It would be sit down and lie to yourself.
Sit down and lie to yourself. It's exactly the opposite.
That would be the worst show to go to.
I've been to them, to be honest.
We've all been to them.
Your friend gives you a flyer. Hey, come to my show tonight.
Oh, no.
We've all been there. Everyone listening has too.
Oh, yeah. There's no shortage of that, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's really been a great outlet for me to express how I've just been processing all of this, and I realized that I do it through my point of view, my sense of humor, and being a musical theater kid. Mm-hmm. Like, I've always wanted to write and sing my own songs, and what a perfect way to just to create my own little show.
I can design what I want.
I can sing what I want. I can say what I want.
Yes. I cannot wait. Chris is going to play the uke for us right now. Oh, honey.
So, you want to describe what my ukulele is to everybody?
It's exactly what you would expect if you knew Chris's Sparkles. It's pink and sparkly and absolutely stunning. It belongs in this room. I'm going to have to order one and keep it in the corner.
Oh, yeah. You're going to need one.
Yeah, it's
for
beautiful.
Sure.
I don't know how to play, but Ben plays guitar. I know that they don't correspond, but...
No, but if you know, it's easy to pick up.
I'll make Kate Micucci come over and teach me.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I love her so much.
I know. She's so cute.
Love her so much. Okay. So this is a song that I wrote about my dating life thus far.
Okay.
And
are you doing apps?
Am I doing apps? Yeah. Yes.
Are you Raya?
No, I haven't gotten approved yet.
I can't. Are you joking? I hate them. Are you kidding me?
I haven't gotten
approved. How
are
you not approved instantly?
I know. Yeah, I know. I'm on Hinge, and most of them I sing about it.
Yeah, okay. I don't want to interrupt. Without further ado, Chrissa Sparkles.
All right.
I cannot wait for this.
There's a little bit of something in everyone, showing me I'm capable of so much fun. I'm not out here looking for the one, but I feel like my life has just begun. Every boy that I meet, I'm sucking on a sweet treat. Here's who I've met, what I've seen so far. Some are cool, some are bizarre. This one likes to cuddle the fuck out of me, but realistically his dick can't keep up with me.
Oh, yes.
This guy's a great communicator. This guy's controlling. See you later. So actually, I went on a date with this guy and he stayed over and he just kept commenting on the scents of like my Bath and Body Works candles and like my perfume. And he's like, this all smells like plastic. You need more like natural scents, like lavender essential
oils. Get the hell out of my house.
And I was like, look, I like wearing Ariana Grande's Cloud. It won Fragrance of the Year and it's sold at Ulta. It's easily accessible. I like what I like. Okay. This one is great at fucking my brains out. He's got commitment issues, gotta cut that shit out. This one was nice, he could be a friend. When I ignored him, he actually said, wanna suck my dick?
Oh my.
Yeah.
It's rough out there.
Yeah, I ignored him and I was like, this isn't gonna work out. He actually responded with, oh, I just wanted to get a rise out of you. Yeah, so, I'm dating a lion, I'm catching feelings, great first dates, yeah, I'm still reeling, I go on Hinge, fuck all the guys, don't do what I did, and get an STI, because when you don't wear a condom for 10 years, and you just say fuck it, and you start dating, things happen! Safe sex, everybody.
Cautionary tale. I respect it. Krissa, I learned so much in that song. And again, I relate. I relate to this all. But as a pregnant, married lady, I need to live vicariously through the youth and through these actions. So I love that. I think we all did. I can't believe. These fuckers on Hinge, man, they should be worshiping you.
Don't
come in and tell me the candle's not your liking.
And so many of them, only out of... the many that I've gone on dates with, only one had gone past the first date.
Wow.
And even then, I just had to drop that ass.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a couple of weeks
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, yeah.
The moment you become in alignment of just like what it is that you want, what it is that your needs are, and also intuition, right?
Yeah.
I realized with all of these guys that I went on dates with, I was so grateful for it because the universe was showing me, here's a person that meets one of the needs you were asking for, mm-hmm. 1,000%, but they're also going to mirror a particular character trait that you're trying to deprogram.
Yes.
And so, as great as that was, there were also these like underlying things that I was trying to escape from and also to change and deprogram from my lifestyle and how I've, you know, been in the same relationship for 10 years. And so I'm really grateful for every single guy that I have fucked to show me what I deserve and that I'm worthy of having those needs met.
And the work that you've done is the reason that you have this clarity.
Yeah.
Because if not, you would just be falling into old patterns. But the fact that you can step back and say, okay, this need isn't being met here.
Yeah. Even after the first date, I notice it. And I'm yes. like, but I remember I used to catch feelings like immediately the first couple. I was just like, what is going on? I'm going boy crazy.
Yeah.
Then I realized it's seeking that validation within yourself. Mm-hmm. And also, what can I take away from this experience? I was not this grown in my 20s. I would have hated dating.
Yeah, yeah.
I would have hated it. Not knowing who I am and what I wanted. Oh, it would have been a nightmare. Nightmare, but I'm so grateful. Everything is just a learning experience.
And you get material.
Yes.
For these songs.
Oh, it's so great. It's been great. So fun. It's so fun.
Oh, it's great.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we have 20 minutes left. But we have to get into products because if we got into the episode and we ended up running out of time and we didn't get into products, I would have to end the show. I would have to.
That's it.
I would have just hang up my hat.
It wouldn't be Natch Butte.
Yes, it wouldn't be Natch Butte. So we have to discuss products because fair to say you have good skin. It looks incredible to me.
Thank you so much. Yes. I've been blessed with really great skin, thankfully. I don't have to do too much to it, but just so you know, I called this note in my phone, Snatched Natch.
That's right.
Snatched Natch.
There's like five H's at the end. Snatch, Natch.
We love the emphasis on that Natch.
The Natch, honey.
So I have three different things. I have the face routine.
Yes.
I have the makeup.
Yes.
Lips is also a whole other situation.
I also want to know about your brows because I've noticed a new way of doing them lately.
Yes.
Honey, she found her way.
Oh, they have found their way.
Yes, yes.
They have a personality, a personality of their own, and they are thriving.
Yes, and I need to know these things.
Oh, I got you,
okay.
Girl. I got
wait.
You.
I can't wait.
All right, so my face routine. Tatcha, Tatcha, Tatcha.
We love.
Love, love Tatcha. I use their oil cleanser religiously.
Same. Ben and I both.
Oh, It's so great. It's so good for your skin.
It's the best one.
Yeah. You know, I use their deep cleansers and I've used their like rice cleanser.
The rice cleanser, yeah.
Yeah. I didn't feel like I need much exfoliation. I felt like the oil was just so moisturizing mm-hmm. for my skin, especially in the winter months.
Yep.
And especially like when I first moved into my loft, it was like freshly painted and there's like all this wide open space, all concrete, and my skin was dry constantly. And as I was running out of my oil cleanser, I went back to Sephora, got another one, used that leftover for my shower so then I could have a new bottle for my sink. I swear by it.
Yes.
I swear by it.
Good to know. I agree with you.
Yes. So the Tatcha serum, mm-hmm. they're also, what's the thick, like the cream, the night cream that mm-hmm. they have? That one's really great.
The one in the blue?
Or, yes.
Okay, the water blue. Cream.
Not the water okay. cream, the darker blue.
Oh, yes.
Like the periwinkle
yes,
blue.
Yes, yes,
yeah,
yes.
That one's really good.
Oh, the purple.
I think it's like a purpley blue mm-hmm, situation. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, you guys. I use that every night.
Yeah.
I lather my skin and my face with all serums. Also, the Youth to the People Dream Oil, okay. I love.
Okay.
Because I've used a lot of oils and serums in the past where you put them on, but your skin doesn't quite absorb
yes.
it.
It just sits on there.
Sits.
Mm-hmm.
And so I always use silk bed sheets.
Okay,
especially
yes.
my pillowcases mm-hmm. for my hair, for my skin. And then during the day, so I do the heavy creams like in the evenings, but in the mornings, I'll do that whole routine without the heavy cream. And I'll use the Supergoop Glow Screen.
Okay, love.
Yes, so I would use that. I wear it even when I know I'm not going outside, but any UV light, mm-hmm. just always put on sunscreen.
Is that their oil? Their sunscreen oil?
No, it's not the oil. It's just the cream. And I like that. I love a dewy look. I like a shimmery mm-hmm, kind of look. Mm-hmm. So that's the one that I love to use. And I use that usually as like a base. And so what I've been using a lot lately for, I use mostly skin tints
mm-hmm.
just because I don't necessarily need like a full face of foundation
yeah.
anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But I love using tinted moisturizers. And I've been using Ilia's Super Skin their tint serum
mm-hmm.
and I've been mixing it with the Melt Cosmetics sex foil.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know that product.
Oh, it's so good. Like
yeah.
you can use it on your body. Like I believe like their gold one, their bronzy gold, and then their pink. You would love
oh,
the
yeah.
pink. It's stunning.
So is it like a it's not SPF?
It's not SPF.
Okay.
I just use that for an extra sheen.
Yeah.
Like, I just love that extra glow.
I do too.
But if I also want if I want the tinted moisturizer to look extra dewy, I've actually been using Glossier's Future Dew.
Mm-hmm.
And I just bought it on a whim, but I love the texture of it, especially when I need to rehydrate mm-hmm. my skin on mm-hmm. my face. And so concealer, Kimchi Chic Cosmetics.
Yes.
She's a very good friend. Love her makeup, and I love how affordable it is, and it's such great quality. And so you want to talk about brows. Let's talk about
yes.
brows. So I've been laminating my brows.
Okay.
My girl, Arissa, shout out to Wilder Aesthetics. She is my dog's foster mom, and
okay.
this is why we are BFFs.
Yes.
And come on, having a foster mama and a girl who can wax your puss, but also laminate your brows.
A one-stop shop.
One-stop shop.
Yeah.
And she changed my life laminating my brows.
Yeah.
And so she laminates my brows every 6 to 8 weeks. And so I've been brushing them up. And I used a brow gel that she gave me. But also there's this new brand that I discovered called Refi Beauty.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe it's from this like fashion/beauty influencer from the UK. And she has stunning brows
yeah.
all the time. So naturally, she came out
yes.
with brow products.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to look this up.
Yeah. Look it up and see. I just started using it. And their brow gel is incredible.
First thing that popped up, Refi Beauty Brow Gel.
Yep.
Oh, I saw this on TikTok.
Yes.
Did they make that lip gloss that seals, the
yep.
lip liner that
yep.
seals on? Yeah, I saw Michaela
yeah.
do that. You know Michaela?
No.
Michaela Naguera. I mean, she has 11 million followers. It's fine.
I'm not on the TikToks.
Oh, really?
I'm not really on there. Yeah. I need to
start. You would kill on there.
I know.
Because all your content that you're already posting on Instagram, just post it on there.
Yeah. Double okay. posted,
do
baby.
Do I have to buy this?
You do. It's phenomenal. And I use her cream bronzer as well. Mm-hmm. And so I've been bronzing the face, using that concealer, using that extra highlight.
That's right, honey. We glow.
We love it.
This lady looks, her brows look exactly like your eyebrows.
Her brows are insane.
They're a little bigger, but the style.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, wow. I stan caterpillar brows.
Oh, yeah, same. Yeah. I only have 4 eyebrow hairs, but I aspire.
But honestly, my hair was so thin when I first started laminating them last year, and I've just let them grow out.
Yeah.
And she tints them as well. Arissa is, like, incredible with brows. She's based in South Pasadena. If y'all are local, oh my gosh, you have to go to her.
Yeah.
You have to go to her.
South Pass is my name.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm going.
I used to live not too far from here, so I'm like, wow, this is like my old stomping grounds. I love it here. I'm so
we
happy
love.
For you
Thank
guys.
Thank you.
So that's what I do with my brows. I fill them in lightly. I sculpt them and I brush them up, and then I fill in the ends, fade it out. And then for my lips, I feel like I've been lining them a lot and doing a nice like pink shimmery gloss on top.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe because masks haven't been mandated as often. Mm-hmm. So it feels
finally
so
time to
exciting.
Get those lips back out.
Oh my gosh. It's been so nice to wear lipstick again.
Yeah.
To have a full face.
Oh yeah. I had to dust off all my lip liners. Dusty.
They were like, oh, we haven't been used. It was the cobwebs.
Poor things.
You know?
Yeah, I had to get all those cobwebs
they
off these damn
been used.
Lip liners. Because I love a liner, honey.
Oh, I love using
What's
a
your
lip
liner?
Liner?
What's your liner of choice? Do you have one? I always struggle.
Yeah, you know what? I was using KVD Beauty for a very long time, and a very good friend of mine worked there for a long time, so she hooked me up with all the makeup. And honestly, like, their liners are really good.
Yeah.
They have a huge variety of shades, but normally I would use either Lolita or OG Lolita as my base shade, and then I would fill it in from there because I love having a more contoured lip and then filling it in with a nice light gloss. So there's some definition, but they still look plump.
Yeah.
And Laneige, that brand, I love using their lip masks, their sleeping lip mask. I swear by it. I also have their hydrating lip gloss, and I love it so much. It's the only lip gloss that doesn't dry out my lips, and it tastes like a Jolly Rancher.
Ooh, what flavor?
Ooh, it's the berry flavor.
Okay.
It's like berry or water.
Yeah. I love Jolly Ranchers.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, if now I want
salivate
one.
Just thinking about it.
That's what they do. They get that mouth real juiced.
Oh, we love
they
it.
They juice out that mouth.
Ugh. The hydration. She's thirsty.
Honey, drink that raspberry leaf tea. I poured us raspberry leaf tea because I am now in the final weeks of my pregnancy, and apparently, allegedly, anecdotally, raspberry leaf tea helps open up your cervix and get that baby out. So, honey,
slide them out.
I'm guzzling this shit. I don't even know how much I'm supposed to drink, but I'm going to be drinking
just
it
drink
all
it
the
all.
Time.
Just drink it all, girl.
And maybe he'll just walk out.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll just
he'll like tap dance
shablam
out. You know?
Out. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe he'll Shantae, like tap out.
Shantae I'm
away.
Here. Yes.
Yes. Chasse, pas de bourrée, grand jeté out of that
all
cervix.
Of them. All of them. I hope. Oh, my God. Well, I'm so happy. Do you have any hair products you love? Because you do have fabulous hair.
Oh,
and
my gosh, a lot.
You used to have all the colors. How did you get your hair to be healthy after you were coloring it pink and purple and just always having colors?
Yeah, I had pink hair for 7 years. And prior to that, I was bleach blonde. Because back in the day when I was acting and wanting and aspiring to be an on-camera host for like E, you know, I was like, I'm going to be ethnically ambiguous and be like a super platinum blonde Asian. So after that, I was like, screw it. I'm going to have pink hair.
Yeah.
And it was like the best decision I ever
made.
That
was your signature.
Yeah.
Like that picture that I took off of creepily off Pinterest.
Yeah, so you can imagine how hard it was for me to let it go. But honestly, it was the best thing I could have ever done in being brunette. But honestly, my hairstylist, shout out to Tanya Ramirez, Untamed Instinct in Hollywood. She really
You're hooking everybody up with your vendors.
Y'all, you guys, they are my fairy godmothers. They help me not only look, but feel beautiful and feel so confident. And so special. And Tanya has done such a great job, like masks, yes, masks. And she uses a lot of serums, like in her bleach as well.
Nice.
So that really helped. I currently have 22-inch extensions.
Honey.
And I'm getting them reset because, you know, it's Slut Girl Spring.
That's right. You have to throw around the hair.
You have to set boundaries.
Does your hair girl do your extensions too?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
She's
amazing. One-stop shop.
Yeah.
Okay, good to know.
And so I use a lot. So there is this great CBD product named Emera, E-M-E-R-A. I swear by their CBD hair serum.
Okay.
I love it. I put it in the ends, especially because it dries out. And I use, oh gosh, there's so, I use like 6 different products.
Yeah, yeah.
I use R&Co as well. Mm-hmm. R&Co is a really great brand that I use.
You Olaplex?
No, I used to. It's not strong enough for me anymore.
Oh, baby.
Oh, yeah. Not strong
enough
for me
anymore. What's that CBD one?
Emera.
Yeah, okay. I got it. Their honeys are going to get that.
Yeah, their hair serum. Like, they do a really good sale sometimes, like buy one, get one half off during the holidays.
Nice.
So I would stock up. We stock up during the holidays.
We love. My loves.
I washed my hair this morning. I used 5 different
products.
Wow. Yeah. I also, my hair was really dry from going to Coachella, and I had to mask a little longer than normal. Oh, also, what I just started using that's really great is, I think, Authentic Beauty Concepts.
Oh.
That's the brand, and they have a killer hair mask. If you have dry, damaged hair, I like lather it in the ends, and I just let it sit, turn off the shower, I'll just walk around the house for 10, 15 minutes, hop back in, wash it out, use a hot air brush, blow dry it, put 5 million serums in it, and here we are.
Yeah. It's impressive.
It's a lot. But I love it.
But it worked.
Yeah. That's all that matters.
I'm actually happy to hear that because I have on my list that I want to hear your hair is amazing. What's the routine? Mm-hmm. And if you would have gone, oh, I'm just blessed.
No.
That wouldn't have been a fun answer. You gave us a mask, honey. You gave us a serum. You even dropped your hair girl's name and location. You hooked us up.
Oh, y'all need to go to them. They're all incredible. She is my fairy godmother.
Does she do cuts too?
She does cuts,
I need my hair. I'm trying to decide if I want to do a moment before.
Are you going to have a glam squad during when you're giving birth? Because
no.
Okay.
Because I'm attempting an unmedicated birth.
Okay.
So it could happen at any moment.
Yeah.
If I was doing a scheduled birth, honey, I would get the blowout, the mani, the pedi.
Yes.
I would be, and I have a lot of friends that do that, and it is definitely a mood.
Yeah.
And we respect it.
Yeah.
But no, my son's going to meet me. I'm probably going to be looking a damn mess. But luckily, he won't be able
you're
to see
be
that
you.
Well.
No,
it'll be fine.
You're going to be you. Your
it's
beautiful
It's going to be fine. It's going to be fab.
That's all that matters.
Yeah. We'll just see. He could come any day now.
I love this.
Yeah,
I'm so excited to
you
meet
just,
him.
You just have to embrace the unpredictable, as they say.
Yes, just saying yes.
Just say yes, honey.
Mm-hmm.
That cervix, pa-pow!
Yes!
Pa-pow, it's here, honey! Okay, Krista, the last question I ask every guest on Nash View is self-care rituals.
Ugh.
These are the things you do every day that make you you, that you wouldn't be able to be you without.
Self-care.
Do you still do Pilates?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I teach Pilates now, which is wild to me that I used to teach 30, upwards of 20 to 30 classes a week.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
Wild, including privates.
Yeah.
And I did that. Next year is going to be 10 years since I've been teaching.
Honey, she's a pro.
Oh,
I love Pilates.
My classes are so fun.
Oh, I'm sure. You do Reformer?
I do Reformer.
Oh!
I have the most ratchet-ass music, my friends.
Oh, God. I bet it's so fun.
Lots of dad jokes.
Yeah, yeah.
Lots of involuntary twerking in there. I have a lot of fun now that I don't have to rely on Pilates as my main source of income.
It's
I just
a joy
do it
now.
For fun.
Mm-hmm.
All of my students are my best friends. I have so much fun putting the music together and just laughing with everybody and just making everybody feel good. But something that's really important to me, for sure, like I have to do my face routine. Mm-hmm. I just don't feel the same without it. I have to have my matcha latte.
Honey, I love a matcha.
I love a good oat milk matcha mm-hmm. latte. And I've been singing and playing my ukulele a lot. I forget how much it really is a big part of my life, performing and singing. And I'm now so much better at the guitar. And I just feel like because I'm choosing to come from a place of joy and not this fear of not being perfect, which this is something I've really had to learn. And I think that's why stand-up has been so fun yes. for me, because no matter how much I bomb, I laugh at myself and I'm okay.
That's the reason so many people in the world don't try something.
Yeah.
Because they're afraid of failing.
Yeah. And that's been my entire life.
Yeah. I relate.
Yeah. Yeah. And having an immigrant mother who I could never satisfy was like something I had to really work through. So I think just being able to sing and play, like the acoustics in my loft are incredible.
Oh, yeah.
So now I can just sing all the time and I'll have an earworm. There's a song that I like keep singing. I'm like, oh, I wonder if I could play this. And then I start to play it. And it brings me so much joy. And that's something that I have to do almost every day. And to also write my 750 words, always.
Oh, like yeah. artist way kind of shit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I use the website 750words.com. You can earn rewards. Oh. You can earn badges.
What kind of rewards? Like matcha lattes?
I wish. Yeah. But it's just within a community of writers where it'll analyze like how long you've been how long you wrote your entry, like what keywords you have. So if you feel like you want accountability for all my creatives, all of my writers out there.
Oh, I'm getting on that.
It's so great. And you can go back to those entries. I think it's only $5 or $7 a month just to help keep the site going.
Yeah, yeah.
And
is it 750 like this?
Yeah,
the numbers.
Okay. The numbers.
Oh, I'm signing up for that. I need to be held accountable. Yeah. Somebody has to. You know?
I think it's just great just to even get word vomit out. Mm-hmm. It's just really great.
Are there days where you're just like, I have nothing to say, but I am typing yep. because I need to do this
all the time?
Yeah.
But as long as you're showing up and doing it, that's all that matters.
Yes.
And I think it's also just being kind to myself, giving myself grace. There are moments of frustration that I have where I feel like I'm cock blocking myself. There's a place where I need to be and I'm not there yet. And I realized, hey, girl, you just left a long-term relationship mm-hmm. 3 months ago. And I just feel like I just have to be kind to myself. And also just self-care for me is trying to experience joy as much as I can in everything that I do. Even just putting a checklist for all of my finances together, I was so excited to get it all organized and to take power over my finances because that's something I never wanted to take responsibility for. And that right there is like true form of self-care, finding joy in the things that you dread the most.
Yes. Oh, so powerful.
Oh, Jackie.
So powerful, hunty.
I try. It's the best we can do, you know?
Yes. Truly, this was the time you were supposed to be here.
Yeah.
You were supposed to come on Attribute during Slut Girl Spring.
Yes.
When you're your new self, you're the phoenix from the ashes, you're rising, you're thriving, honey. This is the time. It wouldn't have even made sense for you to come before.
No.
Because we're both, I was on the same journey a couple mm-hmm. years ago.
Yeah.
And now I'm fucking pregnant.
Drinking, yes, you are.
Drinking raspberry leaf tea. That cervix is opening and blooming just like your beautiful life is blossoming in front of me.
She is ready and he is going to slide right out.
Right out. Oh, this is so powerful. Thank you so much, Krissa. We don't have time to play new palette who dis. So you're going to have to come back.
I'm going to have to come back.
You're going to have to come back and play new palette. I don't know if you're aware of this, but these companies drop palettes every 5 minutes.
Yes.
And that's all new palette who dis is. We just look at some of the crazy palettes that have come out.
There's
they
so
never stop.
Many. They never stop.
There's a Winnie the Pooh palette that just came out. Are you kidding
me? Wait, is that the ColourPop?
It is the ColourPop.
ColourPop has been doing a lot of licensing lately.
Honey, they never stop.
No, they don't.
I don't even want to know the spreadsheet on that person's desk. It must be pages and pages and pages. And it feels like every week there's a new one.
Yeah, there's always a new palette. There's always new licensing. It's also just like recycling the same shades all the time.
Always.
Repackaging.
Always.
Rebranding.
Yes. What happened?
My ring flew off.
We need to get that ring sized, honey. This ring is causing strife. We're going to get that. We're going to find it.
We're going to find it. I'm not worried.
But what I really want to find right now is Chrissa Sparkle's clothing.
Yes.
So tell the honeys where we can find you on the internet and your clothing and anything exciting going up. Now,
I have another great announcement.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So my friends, you can find me on Instagram at Chrissa Sparkles, C-H-R-I-S-S-A Sparkles.
Yes.
You can also find my shop specifically at Shop Chrissa Sparkles. Mm-hmm. You can head over to ChrissaSparkles.com and you'll be guided to my shop website so you can shop all things cute, fun, playful.
Hot.
And yes, hot.
Yeah. And honey, she has the sizes, so don't worry.
Oh, we go from an extra small to a 4X.
That's right. She's got sizes for everybody.
I really take pride in that. Everybody deserves to feel cute. Everybody deserves to feel confident and beautiful, and we all deserve to have the accessibility to great options of clothes, no matter what size you are. And so this announcement, I am coming out with my hot girl line this summer.
Perfect timing.
Yes. So I'm dropping the sparkles for this one, and it's just Chrissa.
Okay. Oh, we love.
Yes.
It's like Mark by Marc Jacobs.
Yes.
Honey.
Ooh, and I'm so excited for this because as I've been dating and rediscovering myself and also just being alone with myself and feeling so reinvigorated by what I have to offer, just being able to embrace my femininity and my body, my sexuality wholeheartedly, coming out with some hot girl shit and cute pastel colors.
Cannot wait.
It's going to be so fun. Different textures. It's all going to be so exciting. And everything is on a pre-order basis. We are a slow fashion brand.
That's right.
Because
no color pop here, honey.
No color pop here. There's pop in colors. But
ain't color pop.
No. Okay. Y'all are going to have to wait a couple months, but I promise you it's worth the wait. I always throw goodies in the mix, and I'm super transparent.
I have the Chrissa Sparkles little compact is on my shelf in my bathroom. It's so cute.
It's so fun.
Yeah.
So that's where you can find all of it. My brand, Chrissa, is going to be dropping this summer. And again, it's going to be hot girl clothes for all sizes and for all kinds of people. And y'all are going to love it.
What about for somebody postpartum wearing mesh underwear?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
We're going to have a rhinestoning date. I'm going to come over and I'm going to rhinestone all of your, like all of your mesh undies, all of the diapers that you need.
Perfect.
Like for you.
For me, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, good. I need that.
Yeah,
I'll come over. How many times I've commented this a few times on Instagram, but I want to always comment it. I always want to go, could you make this maternity?
Yes, I do. I really want to do
so
it, a maternity line.
To find clothes. You see Rihanna and I'm like, how do I look cool like that? There's nothing.
Just wear a bikini.
Yeah.
Just wear a bikini.
Just wear a bikini.
That's like all. She's just wearing literally just a bra.
Yeah.
Maybe some stretchy denim situation and an oversized jacket.
Yeah.
That's literally most of her styling.
Yeah. You need to help me.
Oh, yeah.
I'm wearing this. I just wear clothes that I used to wear and I'm stretching them to their fucking breaking point right now. It's fun. But I want some of your... some of your outfits, I'm like, oh my God, I would have rocked that in maternity.
I probably will. I would love to do a maternity line. I want to do a mommy and me line.
Like,
I used to make dog clothes.
Oh yeah, Chuchi has one of your sweaters.
Yeah.
I think just maybe one or two options.
Yeah.
That would be fab. And then we can all have it. All pregos can wear it.
Yes.
And we can all match.
Ooh, I love this.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll work on
it. We're working on this for next year, 2023.
Yes. We'll see what happens.
I love this.
Maybe we could call it Chrissa Prego.
Chrissa Prego.
I don't know. You know, we're not married to it. We'll see.
All right. Okay. There's a ring to it, you know.
We'll figure it out. I'm really good at coming up with things. Okay. Thank you, Chrissa, for being here.
Thank you
for being
so much,
so open and sharing with us, playing your uke for us.
Yes.
Sharing all of your wisdom and insight. I'm going to play my outro music. And I'm going to say to the honeys, you deserve to be happy. Yeah, I'm talking to you. And
yes.
Chrissa knows that. We've been talking about this whole app. You deserve to be happy. Yeah, I'm talking to you. And don't forget to cream your neck and keep your fringe fresh. Chrissa, do you cream your neck?
Yes, baby.
Thank God.
Always.
With that tatcha, honey.
Mm-mm.
Honey, with that tatch. Yes.